We gathered around the table for another episode of Chatting Change, a lively conversation about how to navigate some of life's big change moments. In this episode, it's all about the hustle, the side hustle that is. Nhlakanipho Manqele and me, Rami Tshweni, chat to Renata Stierman, an accomplished side hustler who fills us in on how she juggles her very busy acting career while running a few successful businesses on the side. Chatting Change is made just for you by Bright Rock, the first ever needs matched life insurance that changes as your life changes.
Nadiva is a female version of the hustler. I'm a hustler. I'm a hustler.
Hustle. Yeah, I know.
We're talking about that side hustles. Yeah, side hustles today. What is it that you do?
Whether you do the main job or is there another job on the side?
Yeah, and maybe that another job on the side ends up being the actual main job.
Then you have a main hustle.
Mm-hmm. And then you let your main hustle be the main hustle while you find another side hustle.
So you're just hustling all around.
Which is why we've got Renata Stierman to come and talk to us about her side hustles. And I meant souls, as in more than one.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Hustles and muscles with Renata.
No, the muscles will leave them to you. But then Renata is coming here with her hustles and he can sit here with his muscles. Okay. Right, Nhlakanipho?
Impela, Rami, kunjalo.
Kunjalo, Baba. Now, month end has come and gone. Do I need to tell people that some of my debit orders have bounced? Okay, but I mean, how many jobs can one do to just cover everything?
Yeah, when there's honestly more month than your actual salary.
Yeah, I just feel like this month has been like 8 weeks long. And you know, I was just thinking like, what else can I do? Okay, we've done everything from voiceovers, from acting
MC
to
work.
MC work, to corporate workshops. To workshops. Hey, to puppet shows. But then there's always something. I mean, I know you do a whole lot of work.
I do.
Yeah.
I have a side hustle, I guess you can call it.
Sounds very dangerous.
Yeah. Because I freelance. I'm a freelance actor, and so I find that I often have more money than I have money.
Mm. Yeah.
And like it's not something I intentionally started to do. But it is something that has kind of like just grown into a whole thing by itself, you know. And so I found that it really helps me just having like a little business on the side for when the money runs out, but the month continues.
So when it started off as something that you then decided to do as, I don't know, a passion or a hobby, did you feel the pressure eventually now that it is something that brings money in?
Yeah. I did.
Did you feel that switch?
I did. So I bake. So let's just start at the beginning.
That's okay. Not so dangerous anymore.
So my side hustle, yeah, no, not for the, you know, my clients, but for me, possibly.
Yeah.
So my side hustle is baking, and I bake, you know, celebration cakes and all those kind of things. And it actually started out with me just like growing up and having like baked at home, and then starting a few years into living in Johannesburg, starting to bake for, like, you know, I have friends over and I bake something. And then the one will be like, oh, remember that cheesecake you made?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be my birthday. Don't you want to bake me a cheesecake? And then they were like, oh, it's also this person's thing. Okay, you know what? I'll give you some money for it.
For the ingredients,
perhaps, you know?
Yes.
I'll pay you for the ingredients and then you just make me this thing. And I was like, yeah, okay, that's fine. I mean, I wasn't taking it seriously at all. And then people would then a friend of mine had a big thing, and she was like, okay, I'm going to pay you.
Yeah.
Like, what do you think? I'm going to pay you not just for the ingredients, for your time, for whatever. Yeah. And what do you think, you know? And I was like, oh, okay. And then I quickly had to scramble and be like, oh, I actually don't know. How much does one egg cost? How much is a cup of milk?
How much is electricity, mama?
Hey. Do you know for a long time I didn't include electricity?
Huh?
You ran into loss,
definitely.
No, I'm not bawling. I just didn't include it. I was like, I can't. How am I going to include electricity? Like, how is it possible that I'll ever work that out? There's no way to measure.
24 megawatts.
There's no way for me to measure how much electricity costs. So I'm not even going to put it in there. Didn't include electricity. Didn't include petrol. Didn't include like things like the box that I put the cake in, or the board.
The transport, if you have to drop off the cake.
Yeah.
Didn't include that.
Nothing.
Yeah. Nothing. I was like, okay, well, I suppose 12 eggs cost 24 rand and then divide by 2, by 12, what is it?
Yeah.
So you definitely ran out of the money they gave you for ingredients is not enough.
No.
But then what I want to go back to is like, because you are an actress, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You act, you do theater and TV, you have you do movies.
Yes.
I mean, hello. Yeah. Happiness is a four-letter word. Girl being on the movies, like, big screen.
You not on your the big screen, baby.
Exactly. Billboards, then next thing, you've got this woman on the big screen making you cake. And then, like, that actress actually bakes. She makes cakes for a living. And, you know? Mm. And I'm actually trying to wonder if, did people now order cakes from you because it was that girl on TV?
Yeah, definitely.
And then other people, okay, because the cakes are amazing. They
Thanks,
are
friend.
Stunning. They are beautiful. They are.
Finally, we had a sample.
Yeah, and then, only. I can invoice you, though, since we're talking about side hustle.
So how much are eggs again?
Oh, no, you just want to know the price of eggs.
Of ingredients. That is so not cool.
So now, how then? I know there was a point where they were like, "Oh, Renata baked my cake," and then isn't it like Renata baked cakes? So she's not acting anymore.
Yeah,
it was the gig life is not right.
Yeah, do you know
lack of work?
I knew this was gonna happen. I saw it coming.
I know. And you know, and I feel like my ego kind of took like a little bit of a knock, to be honest. You know, because I was like, I'm meant to be like this, like. I'm meant to be like the serious artist who, you know, I'm all about like expressing my creativity in one particular way, and people know me as that thing. And now I'm doing what? I'm baking on a Saturday, and people must come meet me at the on the corner of this, that, and that petrol station, and here I come with a box looking like myself, right? Like, looking not like what you think. And I started really questioning that. I was like, oh my gosh, what am I doing? But even through all of that, this thing was just, it had a life of its own that did not regard my like ego. What am I feeling about this? What does it mean for me as a, as an actor to all of a sudden be venturing into something so completely different, you know.
But
what I
guess
mean?
It is an art form.
It is. Yeah, it is, and I do feel that, especially with the like the decorating portion of it. I really feel like I'm. That's where I find a lot of joy in what it is that I'm doing. And also what I've realized as an actor is that there is not another part of our industry that I really want to be in. You know what I mean?
I'm not trying
to be Renata the director, because I have worked. In front of the camera, behind the camera, production, all of those things. And I know...
There's a passion for that.
I know how miserable it makes me feel to be on set and not be in front of the camera. I mean, that sounds terrible, but I don't mean it like that.
But you were like, no, I don't mean it like that.
What I mean is, the portion that I contribute just so happens to be in front of the camera.
All eyes on me.
It's not an ego thing. It's just like, that's what I do better.
Okay. Right? It's just hubris.
But then is it not like a bit of a comfort to you that... You still get to be creative, because when you're baking, it's a portion of some of your creativity.
Yeah. Yes.
Because I also remember that you've done interior decorating, you renovate houses.
Mm-hmm.
Hello. I mean, you must come to my house, babe. You have to come to my house.
Will there be cake?
Okay.
No, but there will be a very beautifully designed house that I did.
Will there be cake?
No.
Well, you can bake cake in the beautifully redesigned kitchen.
She'll bake it for us.
I give up on you. I give up, Shem. I give up. But anyway,
we'll be there.
So what else is that? I like that. I think for me, I just like the fact that you still move within your own creative space, that you get to explore and to go over the edge and see how much more can you still push.
Yeah.
So it's like, even when you're doing interior decoration, you go, you look out for this, you look out for that, you're like, oh, I like this. And then you bring all these ideas, the storyboards, they drive me insane, but I love them with all of that. And even the cakes, you know, you'll say, okay, I want this cake. And then she looks at the cake and then you're like, I know what, I can put a spin on this. But I think for you then, it's more like, it's not like you have to go work at a, what are those people who call at 6 o'clock in the morning to
see
the
program?
I also felt like, so I felt really like strange about all of these things. You know, I felt like you can't be, you can't have this one career and think that you're seriously going to have like some other little business on the side that you can take seriously and people can still take you seriously in your main, yeah. like, you know, like the main and the two side chicks. Like, people can't take you seriously yeah. with these two side chicks. Yeah, you yeah. should only be about the main. That's but true. What I realized is that it is such an outdated way of thinking that people just don't have one job anymore. And no, they just don't even. Stay in a company anymore or for like 20 years and then get a watch at the end or like get a tie or like, you know, thanks for giving us your entire life. Here black. Is a watch.
Yeah. And you know? Still has a company
yeah.
name.
Yeah. So. You, that
well,
doesn't
I had to
happen.
Take off my earrings. I think I wasn't ready for the 2.5 kg. So I was just like, you know, let me just like put them on the table. So don't mind me. I'm fine. I'm still here. I'm
so
still
like
here.
That is not how people are living anymore. And I read something where they were like, like young people now are going to have different careers, yeah. like multiple different careers over their lifetime. And so I had to really get comfortable with that idea because I don't think it was something that I imagined for myself, that I would love interiors so much, yeah. which I do, and that I would love baking so much, which I do. And the two things are not really related on the surface.
But they don't take away from each other.
And then yeah. performance also, none of these yeah. things they're are like a natural creative, yeah, thing yeah. that you would... hook together. But what I also realized for myself is that I need creative expression in different areas so that when I go back to perform, I'm full.
Yeah.
I'm full creatively. Yeah. And then I can pour that out in that way.
Yeah.
And then when I'm done and I feel like depleted after like a long shoot,
then you whip something.
Then I can go and bake something again and then it fills me up. Not yeah. in that, a completely yes, different yes, way. Yes. But all these things feed into me, and then I pour it out in different measures into, like, all these, yeah. you know, creative...
Yeah, so and while making money, doing
while that. Making yeah. money, because I know the price of eggs!
Oh, yes! And electricity now.
Yeah.
And
electricity.
So, but now, being a person who's known majority right. for television, have you never, ever thought about combining it all? Maybe have a Renata's cake... show.
Yeah, do you know, I think about it. You know, yeah. yeah, I think about it a lot. I don't yeah. think about it in the baking sense okay. so much.
Okay.
But
more
I,
the interior. Mm,
I yeah. often, it's so funny you mentioned that. I was actually thinking about it like literally yesterday. What?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no, it's your intellectual property now.
My,
like, it was your idea.
My show is now all of a sudden like, I'm going to need my 5%.
Now we know you artists. Yeah, I've been thinking about this.
Yeah, moment. Yeah. So I actually was thinking about that this week. And not only this week, I've been thinking about it for a long time. This idea of trying to combine in some way or another. Mm. These two things, my experience of like television
yeah. Yeah.
and one of these things, you know, but I wasn't really thinking about it in terms of baking. I really was seriously considering it in terms of okay. interiors. Yeah. It's just something that I love so much. And I used to feel bad that I loved something else other than like acting, you know, mm-hmm. it felt like I was
I know,
cheating on
I know,
someone
you're
like,
cheating.
Yay,
cheating.
You can't be like, you can't. Yeah. Because also I'm not trying to break up with acting. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah,
like I'm
yeah,
not trying to end yeah. anything. Yeah. I'm just trying to say like, can we be in a break. Like a polyamorous yeah. situation? Yeah. Can it be okay. all of us? Yeah. You know? Okay. So yeah.
Like Utando Niste.
Exactly. Can it be me and all my wives?
And all the wives
yes.
together.
Yes, yeah. yes, exactly.
The arts. Because I think it is so refreshing because with the way technology is moving so fast, creativity as well is moving so fast
yeah.
that we have to somehow consciously and unconsciously start adapting and making moves
yeah.
and ways for the change yeah. that comes
yes.
with
if
each
you don't,
every area. Yeah.
If you don't, it will push you.
It will.
That will
like
force
you, don't
you
have a choice.
And then you'll be resentful.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
And you know what's so funny about like talking about like maybe social media and all of that stuff? That is really like the bulk of how my business has grown.
Yeah. Mm.
Like I don't pay for advertising.
Yeah,
I know well, probably
I,
I'm
I
not.
I haven't seen pamphlets.
Yeah, there's more obviously that I could be doing yeah. with this side hustle, but where it is and the kind of like clients that I get and the work that I get is either word of mouth, and it's that I make sure that I have an Instagram page because it's food and food is visual.
Mm-hmm.
That I have an Instagram page that looks good, that I constantly update, and yeah. I make sure that my pictures look good. There's not a blurry picture there.
Mm-hmm.
Like I have a thing about food because you eat with your eyes first.
That's
true.
Definitely. Right?
That's true.
And
the
then you eat the thing. So
yeah.
when you eat with your eyes first and you like that thing better taste well. I mean,
yeah.
it better taste good as well.
Yeah.
And that's my
yeah.
other thing. Like, I love baked goods, which is why I'm so into baking, obviously. And I like the idea that baked goods must be more than just like super sweet icing, you know. For me, if you can eat the cake without the icing and like enjoy it by itself, then I feel really good. So that's my main kind of like
aim. I think I also judge a lot of cakes with the actual cake.
Yeah. Like, it can't taste like bread.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It can't be like dry
it's not
bread.
Like dumpling.
Yeah, it's not. It's like thin bread, but with icing.
Le dumbolo with icing.
No. Okay. So, yeah.
Very important question,
yes.
Renata.
Yes.
What do you do with the leftover?
Firstly, I feel like you know what I do with the leftovers.
Okay, for us who don't know.
For other people who don't know what I do with the leftovers. So, when there is leftovers, because there's a lot of like trimming and things involved in cakes, sometimes I'll wrap it up and I freeze it. And sometimes you have friends who come.
I see like you're pointing at me.
Who eat the leftovers. Yeah. Other times I save it for things like cake pops. So if there's an order for like maybe chocolate cake and they want cake pops as well, then you can use that.
What are cake pops?
It's the round one that looks like a lollipop.
And but it's actually cake.
It's cake.
Pops.
Yeah. So like a lollipop, cake pop.
Okay. I just wanted the viewers to know it as well.
I'm thinking the next time you bake your cake, I'm going to bring a brother who doesn't know what cake pops look like.
And then what's
Then he can make us
Thank you.
Yeah.
In your make interior some, design.
No. We bring the money to pay for the
for the
cake
eggs.
Pop. Not just the eggs, the whole thing.
Oh yeah.
So that you can actually get to see what she does, because the whole time we've been talking here, you've just been like trying to indirectly order a piece of cake.
But
we're gonna get there.
Okay.
When you've baked and then there's leftover stuff, then we're gonna get cake pops.
But I'm word of mouth, guys. I must experience the cakes.
But that's what I'm saying. Then go ask someone who's had the cake. Here they are.
You know?
And then they'll tell you it's nice. Yeah. And then you take a chance.
So there you have it, guys. If you
I have a lot of repeat.
There you have it.
There you have it.
Okay. This case is closed. Okay.
Fine.
So until the next cake eating. Until the next cake eating, Renata, it's been real. We love
friend.
You.
Thanks, friend.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Thanks. I'll be waiting on that cake.
Ooh, yeah, you've been waiting a long time.
Cut!
We hope you've enjoyed Chatting Change, made just for you by Bright Rock, the first ever needs-matched life insurance that changes as your life changes. For more needs-matched content like Chatting Change, visit changeitschange.co.za.